Welcome back. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Thursday afternoon. Tigers on the course, Ike.
Rawr!
Rawr! Hopefully, just make the cut. Just make the cut. Cannot wait. Masters is after a
underway on the 2.5 hour delay.
Again, rain is Mother Nature.
Just ruining everything.
Take a deep breath, okay? Like, we got a lot of sports to get in. I want to watch baseball. I want to watch golf. So hopefully Tiger, again, he's going to get screwed because he's got to play 27 holes because he's not going to get it in today. So, you know, it's frustrating because they're taking another green jacket away from Tiger.
Now, here's the thing, though. Did you hear that moron, whoever it was, laughing at Tiger?
Just going to get to it. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We might as well do it now. We might as well get this out of the way now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not very often that I think a journalist needs to be arrested. And I would never do that. But this guy, and Fran, I have the audio in there. I mean, just blatant disrespect of Tiger Woods. If you missed it, here's Tiger the other day.
Tiger, you've talked a lot about some memories already today. Mm-hmm. But what do you feel like you're capable of doing this week? What do you believe that you can do this week?
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more. Can we describe that any more than that, or we're good?
Can't be laughing at Tiger.
Yeah. It's not the chuckles after he said, do I need to describe that anymore? It's the ones before that.
Yeah, the reason why Tiger had to say, do I need to say more?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Don't disrespect the GOAT.
No. Let him think he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
But I like that you did that because he heard that laugh.
He did.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
He's locked in. Yeah, he's locked in. He makes the cut. I don't know if he wins, but he makes the cut.
No, that journalist.
Considering I put something down.
I think everyone in America did. And they didn't raise the odds that much, knowing that everyone put a courtesy bet in on Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I did that. That did annoy me.
Yes.
That's one of our game's greats. All right. We'll go back to the phones here in a second. But Sixers, big one tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Against the Orlando Magic. If you want to watch the game, nice little watch party with myself and Elliot Shore Parks. We'll be at Lucy's in Center City. So big watch party. Enjoy some Coors Lights. Also have the Phils game on at the same time. Don't worry. But
I'm sure you'll make sure of that.
Sixers Magic tomorrow, a big one. And it's so funny because you mentioned at the beginning of the show about the pressure. And how it feels like the pressure's back on the Sixers. And I don't think losing early is going to be as not well received, but it's not as forgiven as it would have been 2 weeks ago. Like,
yep.
It's so interesting how quickly people are just back that you got to do something this postseason.
Yeah. And you know what I think it really boils down to, Jack, is that's how desperately we want to win a championship. So we're really just pinning our hopes on a team that's next up that has the best chance of doing it. Now, we wouldn't pin our hopes to somebody that we think has no chance of winning a championship. But we're smart enough sports fans to see how this NBA, especially the Eastern Conference, is starting to open up for the Sixers. It just is. When you're talking about the second and third best team potentially being the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic, come on, man. Milwaukee may not get out of the first round if Giannis isn't healthy.
Totally.
So they may not get out of the first round regardless of who they play. And with Embiid coming back and seemingly getting stronger with every game, the more these guys get comfortable playing with each other, I think the competition sets up that they may be at their best when they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And when they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, the pressure's on Boston.
100%.
There's no pressure on the Sixers.
Well, and the pressure's if they play the Bucks in round one, there's pressure on the more pressure on the Bucks than
yes!
the Sixers as well.
Yes.
Like there's expectations on the Sixers, but there's also like would you say is there more pressure heading into this postseason nationally on Tatum or Embiid?
Oh, Tatum.
It's 100% Tatum, right?
It's time for Tatum to win, yeah.
Like
he would probably be one. Now Embiid is in the top 3 when it comes. Well, if he hadn't got injured prior to I think there would be more pressure on Embiid to have to win this postseason.
Sure, but like Tatum, I mean, Tatum's a guy.
Oh, he's the number one guy to me.
The 60-win Celtics team, you're the best team in the East. Like, you got to bring one home. It should be Celtics Nuggets in the finals.
I mean,
the Nuggets last night, 41-11-7 from Jokic. They beat the Timberwolves.
Mm.
All without Carl Anthony Towns, but still, like, I'm just saying, it's there.
It's okay.
I think there's some Luka pressure. You know, he hasn't really had. I mean, he had the Western Conference Finals run a couple years ago, and by the way, like, not enough MVP buzz with Luka.
Luka is the MVP, quite frankly. It has nothing to do with being the best player in the league, although there's an argument for that as well. But that'll stand with Jokic, as he is the defending NBA champion. Embiid is the reigning MVP, who also has the argument as best player in the league. But Luka, I believe, has pulled his team out of the doldrums, and they may be the most dangerous team, not the Sixers, in the playoffs. You're looking at two teams you don't want to face. It's the Sixers in the East and Dallas in the West.
Yeah, it's so interesting. There's a lot of good teams in the West. Like, I know people don't know the Timberwolves yet. I know people don't know the Thunder yet. I know people don't really know the Mavs outside of Luka yet. But, man, like, that Thunder team has some length. They have SGA, who you can make an argument for MVP. They have Chet, who's taking a step forward.
Yep.
And then you have the Timberwolves with Anthony Edwards, who it's probably not pressure time for Anthony yet because he's so young. But, man, you talk about one of the future faces of the league. I mean, that's Anthony Edwards.
Nah, I agree. I agree. I'm actually excited for the NBA playoffs. I can't wait till this regular season is over with so I can lock in on these series.
As always, more excited for the freaking Western Conference playoffs than the Eastern Conference.
That's true. I didn't want to say that, but yes, I'm more excited for the Western Conference than I am the Eastern Conference.
Tigers minus one.
Huh?
Tigers minus one. Huh? Tigers minus one.
Let's go.
Bang.
Let's go, Tiger.
Come on. Come on, T-Gray. Anyway, back to the Sixers.
Or the par five coming up.
The Sixers. I know that we just talked about the pressure nationally
on
Embiid. I really do think there's more pressure on Maxey heading into the postseason for me. Like, I know Embiid can't go out there and crater. I also don't think he's going to crater. Like,
doesn't feel like it.
I think a lot of the kind of pressure's off his shoulders a little bit. Like, there's not this big – there's a monkey on his back to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but with the injury, this is sort of house money, I think, for him.
Yeah, and I think mentally he's – and it's a good thing. At first I was a little – I was like, hold on, is he trying to set up a soft landing? And he may be ultimately, but I also think there's something to him taking the pressure off himself. Because he's talked about, you know, especially those first few games of being back, I'm still hurting, probably shouldn't be back, but I'm here and this and the other. So I think some of that is a little bit of reverse psychology on himself, where he's trying to say, listen, dude, it's a miracle that you're even back. Just go out there and play, give it your best, and that'll be good enough. And that way he can just go out there and play freely.
Right.
Without having all the weight on his shoulders.
And the nice part about him heading into this postseason is that I feel like every single postseason of his career, he's had to cater to someone else. It's like, am I keeping Harden involved? Am I keeping Ben involved? Am I keeping Jimmy involved? Like, Tyrese has been here, so where, like, I think Tyrese knows his role. I think Harden, I'm the best player. I could be the best player on the team. Jimmy, I could be the – Ben, like, that whole tension there. And Embiid knows he's the alpha, and I think that'll help him. But the pressure's on Tyrese from the standpoint of there's never really been expectations on Tyrese.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about a possibly $200 million extension this offseason, which you'll probably get. But if he goes out and has a good postseason, looks like he's the bright lights don't scare him away, like, that's the pressure. Like, what do we have a big game winning player in Tyrese Maxey? Because we've just seen Ben crumble and James Harden crumble. Can one of these guys next to Joel Embiid step up and be a man? And I think that that's what's on the line for Tyrese this year. Like, it can't be Kelly Oubre's carrying them or this other guy. It has to be Tyrese.
I will say this, though. It doesn't let Joel off the hook completely.
Sure.
Because I think ultimately we're going to look at him first. So he needs to take care of his business. So like we say, if he's getting 30, 35, 13 rebounds or whatever, then okay, you won't necessarily say, well, he didn't show up. But, man, you get to an elimination game or you get to a situation where it certainly appears to be advantageous for the Sixers, you got to come through. You can't have Game 6 happen the way that it happened last year. You can't have Game 7 from a few years ago with Atlanta happen the way that it happened.
Or even Game 7 in the Celtics series.
Or wasn't it – it's a game in Atlanta. Couldn't they have closed out in Atlanta?
Yeah.
right? They could have closed out in Atlanta. Now, that's what I thought.
They blew the 26-point lead. That was at home.
That was at home.
Yep.
I blame that on Doc.
Always.
Yep.
But there was a game in Atlanta that they could have stolen.
That's what I thought. And these games kind of get mixed up in my head. And
people have tried to erase that over the years.
So, but yeah, I'm not letting the big fella, as much as I love him, I can't let him off the hook completely. He had better do his part. And if the other guys don't do their part, okay. But you better take care of your part, and you don't have, after Milwaukee, anyone that should be able to hold you down.
Yeah.
You're really the most unstoppable player in the league when it comes to scoring.
Yep. And even the Celtics. Listen, the Celtics are great, but
they just seem to know how to play defense against him.
Sure, yeah, Horford obviously has been kind of a killer from that standpoint, but there's also some –
you got to get over that.
They've had some weird fourth quarters. Mm-hmm. Tatum's a great player. There's still something I don't totally trust about him that keeps him from being alpha dog, MVP, give me the ball, get out of the way. I think he wants to be that guy. I don't know if he is. And all the pressure would be on them because they should be in the finals.
Well, listen, Tatum has all the skill. He's it's part of him that's soft. Come on, we all know it. He's soft mentally. Like, I need more killer in you. I need more dog in you.
You can put on the Kobe cleats all you want.
Yeah. You ain't Kobe.
215-592.
Ain't the mama. Now, I appreciate the support and love, but he ain't really adopted the mentality completely.
He has not.
You work ethic, great. But being able to single focus and I don't care who we're playing, I ain't losing, you don't really have that yet. I mean, he was terrible in game 6 for, 45 minutes?
Majority of it, yeah.
He came alive the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, which is good. That was some killer in him. He did have 50-some in game 7.
Oh, he poured it on in game 7.
But he also had the Warrior series, which he completely folded in.
Yeah, I lost money on that series.
I know you did. Yeah. I know you did. So 215-592-9494. Who has more pressure on them heading into the postseason? Embiid, Maxey. Is the pressure back on the Sixers? Or is this kind of you viewing this as house money? We're not house money.
I have no house money.
That's done. One thing that could completely change their fortune, and part of the reason why I think people are believing more and more, is the Giannis injury. Here is Doc Rivers talking about that yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Hope for the best. His concern level is high. I don't know why, Ike, but every time he talks, there's a cold shiver that goes down my spine, reminding me of the old days of the Doc Rivers press conferences. But the Giannis injury, now I know a couple years ago he had the hyperextended knee and then came back and won the title. So, the one for one there. But last year he got hurt and the Heat knocked him off. So it's the Giannis injury opens things up and the path is there. They just got to break through and take it, man. But it's right there for them. Looking forward to the postseason. Big one against the Magic tomorrow. See if they can get to the sixth seed. They probably can. It's probably going to be Sixers Heat in the first playing game. And hopefully,
at least it'll be here.
Hopefully it's here. 215-592-9494. Also looking for your best sports moment or a sports moment that you wish social media was around for. In honor, I guess, of the Bronco chase with OJ passing away earlier today. There's some big ones.
I had one for you, and I didn't give it to you yet. Well, I would go with the Dirty 30 going to the draft and booing 5.
Oh, it would have been so funny. It would have been so funny. That would have been great. You see Kenny up there, the shoulder pads guy, Sean.
Sean.
Love Sean. But, yeah, it would have been so funny. Because if that happened today, people are furious at the Dirty 30.
Outraged at them.
That would never happen. I know the Negadelphia thing is kind of still there, but not when
you're right. We don't want it shown like that.
Not when
we have the number 2 pick in the draft.
For sure. And you're getting a quarterback? The morning show host here wanted a running back. Grow up. I know we did Bijan Robinson last year, but listen, that's different than the number 2 pick, okay? I know it's different than the number 2 pick, but there was some comps. I'll give one because I've been waiting for it.
What'd you get?
Wilt allegedly scoring 100. By the way, quick thought on the 100.
So on brand for you.
Quick thought on the 100-point game. All I hear is about, defense is a sham in the NBA, yada, 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 130 points. 169 to 147 was the final score of that game. What do you think the quality of basketball is being played?
No defense being played.
What are we talking about? Howard's on here railing against the NBA every single day. 169 in a four-quarter game?
Yeah, that ain't good.
Stop.
That's not good.
I would love to know that.
170 points.
Again, there's no video of it. And by the way, Ike took the under of the game, but there's a video of it. So I would love to know what the quality of that basketball game was, because I'm sure it was incredibly low. 215-592-9494. Wade's in Chester. What's happening, Wade?
Man, you took my answer, dog.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
Man, that's crazy, dog. But, all right, I'm gonna take the other joint.
I just saw your text. That's my bad.
I'm gonna take the other joint with 100 bodies.
Nah, 20,000 bodies.
20,000 bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bit off.
Even 100 bodies is unbelievable.
Yeah, yo, man, like what Spike said when he was in a while ago, he was like, man, this every year y'all get the first seed and y'all lose. So, like, it's a different way now. Like, it don't matter. Like, the regular season is it don't matter.
Yep.
As long as you get into the tournament, you got a chance. And as long as Embiid stay healthy, y'all can do
Hold
it.
On, aren't you a Heat fan? I mean, aren't
he
you?
Is.
Really
man,
yo,
he
listen,
is.
I'm a Heat fan, man. But listen, I'm going to be on Broad Street, bro. I ain't playing. Listen, man, I ain't raising my kids. You know, I like players. So,
right.
You feel me? My love is the Eagles. I listen to this show because of the Eagles. I'm turned out. So, like, I cheer for the – I'm rooting for the Sixers, man. I've been part of the process. I was part of the process. I went to the last game when the Heat put y'all out in the playoffs at the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was part of it when they traded Noel. I'm like, dang, what they doing? I've been following this. So, I'm trying to see the finish line.
Yeah.
And, the Sixers, I'm sorry.
Which the one, Phillies, the Aliens man? Or Phillies, yes.
Yeah, the Phillies. They need to get it together, Jack. You know what I'm saying? They get the pressure on. ESP told you, he said, when the expectations are, let's see how they perform with expectations on. So, let's see what they do. And then
well, we're not giving Elliot credit for anything.
One more thing. You see how Hester got into the Hall of Fame? I'm speaking into existence. That's a good look for you, Ike. You can probably get into that Eagles Hall of Fame, you know what I'm saying? Special team.
Long overdue.
Everybody try to come at you because you play special teams, right? You wasn't starter. This ain't high school. Mm-hmm. High school, you play special teams. That means
that's all you play. Right. Yeah, you couldn't play.
They fill you out, and not even that. Then when college, you make special teams, you still get a scholarship. You was getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I the practice squad, I get $100,000.
Yes, like, sir.
Come on, man. Stop playing. I'll be a water boy.
And plus, listen, I was the third down linebacker here for my last 4 years here.
That doesn't get talked about enough.
Yeah, it does not get talked about enough.
Yeah,
you know
act like you're just out there.
I was just out there doing strictly special teams.
Just running into
although, the wedge. Although I will say this. Now, it's just young people like yourself that think that way. People who actually watch me play know more. They know better. They knew that I wasn't just a special teams player.
Fran, what's your go-to Ike Reese Eagles moment?
Oh, when he looked off Brady.
Okay, that's a good one.
Or when Brady looked him off.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's a good one. I agree.
Don't crack the mic no more today. I don't even want to hear your top five.
It's over.
Isn't that a good one?
But listen.
No, that's not a – you said, isn't that a good one? Yeah, no, that's not a good one.
Good one?
No,
that was Deion Branch catching a first down behind me, man.
Yeah, that's right. You were partial reason why Deion Branch got
– Yes, one MVP of that game.
One MVP of that game, yeah.
At least for one of those throws.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. But listen, I'm just saying, while I don't totally remember it, I always knew you were a Philly guy. And I was always like, yeah, Ike Reese, my guy, all the way back in the fourth grade.
Yeah, top reserve backer, man. I was better than some of our starting backers.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, keep that real. I ain't going to call names. They're my former teammates. I'm just saying.
Right. Well, and like we've been over a million times.
Yes.
You know, Ike Reese in today's game's getting.
Oh, man, I wouldn't be here.
You would not be here. You'd be in a different tax bracket. Maybe. I mean,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I still may have wind up here.
Yeah,
I mean, BG's going to be here.
More in a weekly spot. I don't know, man. BG's all over the place. I think we lost him. He was a guest on Ross Tucker's thing yesterday. He's on ESPN.
Hey, man, he got to do what he got to do, man.
Just remember your roots. That's my only mess. God, Tigers hit lefty. We're screwed, man. Tigers lefty out of the woods.
It's a par five. Don't worry. It's a par five.
We need.
It's a par five, though.
We don't need him swinging lefty, man. More righty and more fairways, Tiger. 215-592-9494. On the other side, some extension.
Give me your education, Fran, during the break. I give you a little bit. Pull up my YouTube highlights.
Yeah, but they're grainy.
Dude, you've said the Brady thing like 10 times before.
Oh, no, that's because he plays it all the
time.
Yes. No, he plays it. That's his way of mocking me.
I exposed that. And I also brought Najee Davenport back to
Najee Davenport, yes.
Yeah. He became well known again thanks to the drop board. 215-592-9490 for Devontae extension.
Right, that's the going after Ike Reese.
That's Chris Collinsworth, yep. Is another Eagle about to get extended? We'll talk about that coming up next. Plus, back to your phone calls. Are we overreacting to the beginning of the Philly season? We've been a little bit too nitpicky, and the sports moment that you wish social media was around for. A lot of big answers still on the table. Get in now and get it all in. 215-592-9494. It's the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Thursday afternoon. We got Phil's baseball coming up at 6:40 tonight. It looks like it's not raining yet down here downtown, so hopefully they can get a ball game in. It looks like the rain might be coming a little bit later, so who knows? Either way, Mother Nature needs to calm down because we got a lot of sports going on. The Masters delayed today.
What is April?
Yeah, I'm aware, but still, I don't remember every April being as rainy as this April's.
Oh, what do you think the April showers bring? May flowers? Yeah, where do you think that come from?
I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. It obviously means something.
And now that you have a yard.
Yeah, now that big yards, man.
Yeah, man. You have to water it. You need the
it's good.
The rain.
Yeah, finally when it first starts getting a little bit nicer out, I get all the weeds in it, you know, because we had to turn. Our lawn originally when we bought it was basically dirt and like they tried to do a
wild. I remember you going out there and doing work on it.
They tried to do a wild flower thing back there rather than like plant grass.
Right.
So like I got a little lazy. Instead of digging it all out, I just turned it over. I turned it all over. So it gets a little weedy, but it's I'm pro the grass turning green.
Yeah. There you go.
Big take. We'll go back to the phones in a second. But you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but it bears talking more about. Seems like the Eagles are gonna get the Devontae Smith extension done now. And I know we talked about, you know, maybe waiting a year because they don't have to do it right now and maybe getting another piece in here. It really seems like they basically just said, we'd rather get Devontae done than bring Hassan Reddick back. Because I keep looking at a lot of these moves, like, is it that or Reddick? That or Reddick? And while it's annoying Reddick's not here, I would have preferred getting Devontae done. But it's nice that it seems like the Devontae thing, it doesn't have to be a story. That was my worry heading into the year.
It wasn't going to be a story unless you made it a story.
Well, there's one person.
Devontae is not going anywhere.
Well, there's one person that that has eyes all over it, and I was worried about it.
No, well, you were worried for nothing is the point that I'm making. That's the point that I'm making. You can be worried.
You
but
did
I'm
try
saying,
to calm me down.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's going to get done. He's not going anywhere. Howie's not going to allow a pick that he hit on that is this successful, just like he's done with all his other picks that have been successful. He re-signs them. It's going to get re-signed. The thing I've always said is that the Eagles are the ones who are more motivated to get this done. I've said that from day one. So if I'm Devontae, it has to be worth it for me to sign. Or what's the point? I may as well wait.
Right.
So if you're not paying me number one wide receiver money, I mean, that's the way I would look at it. If I'm Devontae's agent, that's how I'm advising him.
Right.
Right? All these guys, nobody wants to blink. They want to see what CD's going to get, what Justin's going to get, what this guy's going to get. Now, the argument against Devontae with those guys are the true number one wide receivers on their team. But his argument is, I could be a number one wide receiver. I was drafted to be a number one wide receiver.
You guys have two number ones.
Yes, and you decided to do that. Now, you took me, what's it, number nine? Number eight, number nine?
I thought it was 10, but regardless.
It was a top 10 pick is the point I'm making. You take a receiver that high, you're going to re-sign him. The Eagles are going to re-sign Devontae.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how much he's getting.
Right, and it's probably the first word we saw is $25 million a year, which seems like the baseline.
I mean, that's why if I'm Devontae, that's where we're starting at.
Yeah, I mean, 4 years, 100.
That's the minimum.
The same thing AJ got.
But then it becomes how much you guarantee him.
Oh yeah, I think AJ was 50. AJ was 57,
and that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. 2 years ago.
So forget about what they gave AJ. What did just went to Tennessee from Jacksonville?
Calvin Ridley.
What did he get?
Yeah, looking that up real.
So I'm just saying, I'm looking at receivers that are signing now, their age. T. Higgins hadn't signed, so I don't know.
So he was 50.
50 guaranteed?
Yep.
Smaller deal too, right?
Yeah.
90-something million?
92.
92 million. Yeah, Devontae's going to want more than that.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're the Eagles, it's good business to get it done as soon as possible.
It's good for the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's definitely good for the Eagles.
Because you're getting them cheaper.
Price is only going to – receivers are not going down in salaries any time soon. The interesting part here is going to be AJ.
Yeah, well, and the flip side to it for Devontae is you still have two more years to be here. So how long do you want to wait till you have that money already in your bank account, safe and secured, free of worrying about injuries or anything else? See, that's the flip side for the players signing early. That's why Landon Dickerson goes ahead and signs. That's why Jordan Mailata goes ahead and signs. Because it's like, hey, give me the money now. I'll worry about another deal down the road.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, to make it about baseball for a second, you know, people rip like Acuna, right, for signing the $100 million deal. It's like, hold on, man. He's obviously could get more. He could get like $400
million. Yeah.
But he is locking himself up for at least $100 million over a deal.
How many years?
So that was... He's actually already in year six of it. I think it was 8 years, $100 million. It's pretty crazy Acuna is already in year six, by the way. Like, it feels like he kind of just got up here. But, yeah, there's always an argument for, you know, taking
it. Oh, yeah. It's been a couple guys that bet on themselves and didn't take the money, and it paid off. Who was it? Was it Judge?
Judge bet himself. Yeah, and he hit 62 home runs.
Yeah.
A pretty good bet on himself. Soto's currently doing it.
Yeah.
Soto's turned down $400 million from the Nationals. He might get $500 million.
How do you turn down $400 million?
Because Ohtani got $700 million.
Wow.
And by the way, Ohtani's interpreter. That news,
man.
That news came out today.
He's not getting $700 million.
No, he's facing 30 years in prison.
Real quick on that. It seems like Ohtani is going to be okay here.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that in the sense that the game of baseball doesn't need to lose its biggest star. You know, and it's just a black eye on the sport. And call me naive or what have you, but I wanted to believe he didn't bet on baseball.
Me too.
You know, if you and it doesn't seem like anybody bet on baseball, even the interpreter.
No, it seems like he
bet on the other sports.
A lot of other sports.
Yeah, a lot of other sports, but Ohtani can't control what happens with other sports. I worry about the idea he's out here throwing games. That's the real point that's being brought up and being made when a player is betting on his own sport.
Yeah.
So that would be a huge black eye for the sport of baseball, and that's the one thing that I was worried about and that I looked at more than anything. I'm like, okay, the gambling, it's not like gambling isn't happening in 90% of the country already. He just happens to be in a state that hasn't legalized it, sports gambling. But what I don't want to hear is that they were betting on the Dodgers or they bet on the Angels or they bet on baseball. Like, that's why
totally.
I was like, ugh.
Well, it's not like the Jonte Porter situation, which if you saw what Adam Silver said yesterday, they believe he committed the cardinal sin.
Is this a dude from the Raptors?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Adam Silver came out yesterday and basically implied he has the authority to terminate him, like completely take him out of the league because they believe he committed the cardinal sin, which is he basically bet on his unders.
Yeah.
Like the story is insane.
Sure, yeah.
How did
you
think he wasn't going to get caught? Like, he was the most bet-on player on FanDuel those nights, and it was all his unders, and then he would exit games early. Like, what do you think was going to happen?
They always say, no such thing as a smart criminal.
I mean, it's like the NFL player that went into the Vegas casino and used his real name to make bets. It was crazy. So, yeah, Jonte Porter seems like he's done.
He's done.
But it does not seem like Shohei Ohtani's done. His interpreter. God. Apparently, the first report is $4 million. Apparently, it's $16
million.
$16 million. So, man.
Get as far away from that dude as you can.
Yeah, and it's pretty wild. 215-592-9494. But final thing on the Devontae thing. The next one's AJ. You know, they'll probably get Devontae done. But AJ has, you know, he has 2 years after this year, and it's interesting. His base salary goes from $1 million to $15 to $30 million in his age 29 season. He's going to want a new deal on top of this one.
Mm-hmm.
How does that all play out? I mean, because that's the next one that I think from the receiver position that's going to be an interesting one to see play out.
They had to re-sign him too. They just are. I don't know what else to. The guy could easily go down, at least from a stats standpoint, as the best receiver in the history of the franchise if he's here long enough. Like, that's where AJ is headed. You don't let talent like that walk out the door.
Yes, unless it's something happens. But yes,
I'm just looking at everything on the surface as a football, as a business deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a bad business deal.
For sure. So we'll see what happens. But good news, it seems, on Devontae Smith. OG Wade's in Chester. What's happening, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, OG?
Hey, Jack. I got a little bone to pick with you.
Because
when y'all do these little, when y'all give out these counterfeit prizes and everything
not
that nobody ever gets.
Not counterfeit.
Yeah. and then you do these little side topics. I never get a chance to say what my side topic is because
they all turn into bullying me. There's no real side topic. It's just like, yeah, I'll come down there and punch you. It's basically your answer to the side topic.
I got to change that up then. I got to actually kick your ass. That way I don't have to worry about doing it anymore. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you my side topic right now.
Okay.
All right. The sporting event that I wish I could have been around for was my great-grandfather, Joe Gans, winning the first championship of any Black American. That's it there. So I'm cut. Yeah, I'm cut from that call. You know what I'm saying?
We said the sporting event you wish social media was around for.
Yeah, that one, that there. That's 42 rounds.
You said
before.
That works too, huh?
Did you say 40? Yeah. Did you say 42 rounds?
Yeah, 42 wow. rounds, man. Right. He got low blows too. The dude Nelson hit him low, and they disqualified him, so he won that fight.
Right.
Hold on, what was 42 rounds?
The boxing match.
Joe Gans, my great grandfather.
The fight was 42 rounds?
Yeah.
Dude, hold on. How long is that?
OG.
Hey, man, I posted it, man. Go check it out. Don't,
42 rounds, OG. Who the hell boxes 42 rounds?
Man, that's how they used to get down back in the day. See, these little
on this,
now.
Yeah, this is on Boxing Online, BoxingNewsOnline.net does say that on this day that, yeah, the 42nd round he won.
Defeats. Well, how long were these rounds?
Also,
one minute?
He got disqualified in the 42nd round? What, did he give in?
Yeah, he low blowed him, man. Yeah, he hit him with a low blow.
I think he was trying to get that over with, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, good one. 1906, wow.
Yeah, you mean good one. That's the best one, pal. What the hell are you talking about? Good.
Dude, I'll go 42 rounds in one of these days, pal. You're chirping a little bit too much.
What's your Devontae point?
My Devontae point is this here. If I'm Devontae, I don't take nothing less than 135. You know what I'm saying? I think that's his market. That's actually Justin.
What's that? 5 for 130? What's that? 5 for 135? What are you looking at?
Four.
Years.
Four?
Yeah, right, dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you how it's going to go down because Justin Jefferson is going to get 180. I can tell you that right now.
Well, he's not Justin Jefferson.
Exactly. But I'm just telling you, he ain't that far behind because Justin Jefferson ain't won no playoff games. You know what I'm saying? So we can say all that y'all want. All these number one receivers ain't none of these.
Here we go.
Tyreek Hill is the only one that's sitting with a Super Bowl.
What about Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp. Come on, man. I don't want to get into that. That's like
Cooper
Kupp
was put up.
Cooper Kupp was a beast. Come on, OG Wade.
Come on, man. Yeah, come on, man. That's a little.
Well, does Travis Kelce count as a wide receiver one?
Hell no.
Why?
No, why?
What does he do? Does he come eat blocks?
Yeah. I guess you could put him there, but he's not a wide receiver.
I'm just poking holes in your argument, per usual.
He's a tight. I'm saying you don't have to poke holes. All you got to do is look at now. Like I said, a blind squirrel will find a nut every now and then, and that would be the Tyreek Hill one. Name me another top 10 receiver.
Cooper
Kupp. Okay. All right. Like I said, again, blind squirrel, because you look at how many number ones is out there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling you, you don't need them guys to win. I keep telling people now, for y'all sake, you can have them to get all your little glitter. Oh, he 2000. Yeah, okay.
Well, you don't think Jalen wants a number one wide receiver?
I don't know. I'm not saying he don't want one. I'm saying Jalen don't need one.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Did you see us in 2021?
I did. But we didn't have another player.
What about Mike Evans? What about Mike Evans when the Bucks? That's a wide receiver one, is it not?
No, he ain't no wide receiver.
What are you talking about?
Come on, man. There ain't no damn wide receiver one. I mean, he might be that one, but he ain't. No, he ain't that dude.
He's the first receiver in NFL history. You have, what, 10 straight 1,000 yards?
I told y'all a top 10 receiver, and Mike Evans is not a top 10 receiver. He's not.
Yes, he is. Stop.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
And Gronk and Kelce count as wide receiver ones, too.
No, they don't. I'm talking about – you talking about Tyreek Hill. We talking about Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb.
So, hold on. In the Super Bowl last year with the Eagles, if they didn't have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, they would have had a better chance to win the game?
No.
Okay.
I ain't saying
well,
that.
So then what's the point?
The point is – I want to be proven wrong, damn it. I know it's hard to do it, but all I'm saying is it's hard to get me wrong. So if you can –
I disagree.
It's hard to get you to admit
it's
when you're wrong.
It's pretty easy to get me wrong. You just don't admit it.
No, we ain't going down that road, Ike. No. You got that? Until I prove wrong, I'm on top.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right, Joe Gans. Yeah. You keep dodging, man. You dodging
yes,
and weaving.
All the time. So I got Bob and Weave. Bob and Weave.
All right, there he goes. OG Wade.
Mike Evans not a top 10 receiver.
He just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You just said that.
What?
And Cooper Kupp that year was sick, by the way.
He was sick. Now he hadn't been the same since.
He is not. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. By the way,
he's last person. He won the Triple Crown.
He did. Right. Yeah, he's great.
Receptions, yards, and touchdowns.
Did the Bengals lose that game because they didn't have Jamar Chase? Like, would they have a better chance if they didn't?
In the Super Bowl, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm just going through the wide receiver
one. I know what you're saying.
Ones.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Man, if AJ wasn't on the Eagles in 23, they probably
right.
would have won the game.
Probably would have won the game. We didn't need AJ. What the hell?
I thought we evolved past this one, but I guess not. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. Yoshi's in Brewery Town. What's happening, Yosh?
Jackie, baby. Big Ike. Francisco. What's up, fellas?
What up, Yosh?
Happy Thursday. What up, fellas? Man, I bangs with OG, but OG is out of pocket. I mean, come on, man. That boy is first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yes.
If he hadn't won a Super Bowl, I still believe he is first ballot Hall of Fame.
You're talking about Mike Evans, right? Yeah, of course he is. Yes. Yes.
1,000 yards every season. Like, Every season. Injuries. Still at 1,000 yards. Multiple quarterbacks.
Only had a good quarterback for 2 years.
Both and Brady. Outside of that, everybody else is trash. Like, oh, boy, man, OG be out of pocket, boy. Man, he's sipping some good stuff over there on that end.
Yes.
Man, I love when somebody come at your neck, boy, because you remind me of one of my uncles at them card games, boy. You said, hold up.
Boy,
you better stop. Hold up. Wait. You said, wait a minute. You ain't said, wait a minute. You said, wait a minute. Don't tell me what I know and what I don't know.
No. He was trying to say that basically I'm a football player that may not understand how baseball works.
You don't know. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You better wait a minute. Well, I know what I'm saying. Don't you mess with me on this radio show today now.
Yeah. The one thing you can't do to a host here, brother, is call here and tell us what we don't know. Like, that's like telling Jack he don't know this, or he's a baseball guy, don't know football, don't know basketball. Like, come on, man. What are we doing?
I tell him shut up on a lot of stuff. I ain't going to never tell him to shut up on baseball.
Cause
what's
that's
name,
right.
He know what he's talking about. Jack, what's name? I'm going to tell you right now, boy, you better keep your lunch money right, man, and hope the Phils get back on top, because Jay is one heck of a bully, boy. I mean, he be standing around that corner just...
Dude, he was on the line at 2:01. Like, he could not wait to get in today.
He could, boy, I'm telling you, he be sitting there with a toothpick, just flicking the toothpick like, yeah.
He definitely roots for the Phillies to lose, right? Jay in West Philly.
Probably.
Yeah, he prefers that they lose, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you with the Eagles to make your point right.
Well,
y'all the same person.
No, I don't want the Eagles to lose. It's better for everyone if the Eagles win.
Y'all the same person two different times of the season. That's what I look at it. But the thing is, you don't clout. I mean, Jay don't clout what he got going on. He just come on and let you know this is what it is. You throw your shade. Jay be letting you know. What's that? Tell you. That's all I call up here today. Just mess with y'all.
Just a recap.
Yeah.
Just a recap.
Sounds good. What do you got for an answer here, Yosh, for a sports media moment you wish social media was around for? Or sports
moment?
Man,
I got multiple moments, man. Multiple moments. If we had Twitter and daggone, what's the name, Instagram, all that stuff, when Ali was in his prime kicking tail, his IG, his Twitter would be lit. Like, all day lit. We know, we catch some little times, what's the name, when the camera was on him and Muhammad Ali was talking trash. Just imagine how his Instagram would be or his Twitter would be. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to just follow him and just repost everything he say all day. That's what I got on that.
Yeah. It would be unbelievable. Appreciate the call, Yosh.
Social media with Ali.
Yeah.
Period. Just him having Twitter.
Well, and people reacting to the things
yes,
he was doing.
Exactly, yeah.
But man, like Thriller in Manila, if that was during the social media age, I mean,
yeah.
Again, back when boxing really mattered, I mean, not to take another answer, but like even the Tyson fights with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, I don't stay up for the fights because there's not really much intrigue anymore, but like people react to Logan Paul and all
yeah,
that.
No, no, you're right. No, Fight Night used to be a huge thing. It used to be a gathering for people.
All the clips going around social media. Oh, yeah. Mike Tyson knocked this guy out in 10 seconds or
Triple
whatever.
G Canelo was cool for a second when they fought a couple of times, but it probably wasn't as big as some of those fights back then.
I would say no.
Yeah.
Now, 80s, 90s was probably the best time for boxing.
Yep.
And in the 80s and the 90s.
I don't know if it's coming back. I don't know if it's coming back. I wish it would. It seems fun. I get jealous of you guys. You guys get to talk about like the Tyson fights.
Well, we'll be watching Tyson this summer.
Yeah, and I'm just praying that he knocks the crap out of him. Do you think he could be heavyweight champ of the world again?
I don't even know. Oh, no, he couldn't beat Tyson Fury.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he can beat Tyson Fury.
Be a great comeback, though.
Be a great comeback story. I mean, George Foreman came back at like 40.
Right, yeah, yeah. I was wondering how old Foreman was during those fights.
He might have been younger than 40, but he certainly was old.
Well, he didn't look much younger than 40.
No, his body certainly looked 40.
It did. 215-592-9494. We roll along into the 5 o'clock hour, so looking for the best answer for a sports moment you wish that social media was around for, and the Phillies. Howard asking, grilling Rob Thompson before the game. We'll get to that in the next segment.
Love Topper's answer.
After a top 5-5 with Fran. Fran, you got a good one for us today?
You'll have to find out.
Great. Awesome. We got a top 5-5 with Fran coming up next on the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.